What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Fit Cook Life podcast, where we promote a healthy balance between fitness, food, and mindset.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the new podcast. I am Coach Cam. Sitting across from me is Coach Ronnie.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the new episode.
Yeah. This episode's going to be really fun to talk about. It's one of the things that I want to talk about before I leave for my for basic training.
BT. We're using all abbreviations now.
Oh,
military talk.
Military talk? Military makes things really difficult because they abbreviate everything. That's something I've learned. And another thing I've learned is you have to hurry up to get there and then you wait.
Yes.
Like, it's like, come on. All right, wait here for 5 hours. It's like, why did I run here? What was the point? Anyway, all right. So, starting here, you know, this podcast, obviously, you're seeing what it's called. You can't outrun a bad diet.
Nope.
We're about to dive into it. It's one of the things that I teach all of our clients and everything. So, make sure that you stay, you listen, you take notes during this podcast, okay? But before we get into it, as always, our podcast is presented by the fine folks over at Apothecary ATL. Go over there for any of your CBD needs. If you need help with sleep, if you need help with muscle recovery, if you need help with anxiety, anything like that, go over there, check them out. They are there to help you. They're there to answer any questions. Because Ronnie and I had a lot of questions. First time we walked in that store, we were like, what is this? What does that mean? What is... You know, what's all these ingredients? They're there to help you out. So if you have any questions about CBD, how to use it, how much to use, whatever the case may be, you can go over there and ask them, or you can find them at Apothecary ATL on Instagram, and you can send them any DMs, and they'll be able to answer you.
Yeah, guys, a lot of great products over there. Just wanted to give you guys a reminder, we do have our tumblers on sale right now on the website. We have the 30-ounce one, and then we also restocked the 20-ounce one.
Woo!
So we have two different sizes there. If you guys are interested in purchasing one of the cups, it helps out to promote us, and that's kind of what pays the bills,
Keeps
things going. So go ahead and head on over to the website. It's thefitcooklife.com. And while you're there, if you have any questions or anything like that, go ahead, send us an email, and we'll be glad to answer any type of questions that you have. We are planning on, or at least I'm planning on, doing a couple of solo seasons coming up. So if you guys have any suggestions for topics that you want me to cover, you can go ahead and send that over too. And if you guys want to be a guest on the podcast, send me an email, info@thefitcooklife.com, and put in the subject line, I want to be your guest, and I'd be glad to have you guys on here. So
to me, like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Just here. A couple of quick announcements there in the beginning before we get into the podcast. But what are we talking about today?
Right.
You said you can't outrun a bad diet,
yes.
Which I totally agree with, but what
right.
do you mean?
Okay, so I've seen this a lot. My family has done this. Shout out to my family. I'm going to kind of talk bad about y'all today. But I've seen a lot of people do I've seen a lot of people do this in my own life. Hell, I used to do it, okay? I used to think, first off, let's get this out the way. I used to think, I train really hard so I can eat whatever I want. That's trying to outrun a bad diet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oh, well, you know, I'm hitting the weights. I'm trying to lift super heavy. And then, you know, later on, I'm going to eat as many chips and salsa as I want.
Right.
You know, or, and it's like chips and salsa. Like, now that I'm in nutrition, I'm like, what am I benefiting from that?
Working out to reward yourself, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you work really hard, and then you're like, all right, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
You know? And then you've got the people that do it, the pre-workout meal. Right? Oh, I'm going to eat whatever I want now because later I'm going to go and work out. And it's like, like they're taking that food as fuel mentality. Like, oh, well, if I eat it, I'll just burn it off later.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, that's not how the body works either. So let's debunk those two things. First off, your body doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You cannot train hard to reward yourself later, and you cannot eat now and try to burn it off later. That's not how the body works, okay? Remember, food is fuel. So if you want your body to form to the body that you want, you've got to eat that certain way. Arnold wanted to form his body the way that he had to. Now, a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to look like Arnold. But you have to eat like Arnold and train like Arnold in order to look like Arnold. Okay, hitting the Stairmaster and touching the 5-pound dumbbells is not going to do it. Okay, I have to say that to people all the time.
That's true. That's okay? Very true.
And, yeah. And then, you know, he ate bland food every single day.
He also did a couple of other things too. But... Yes. Yes,
exactly.
So
you're not going to look like Arnold that way, okay? Just because you start meal prepping and taking your workout seriously does not mean that you're going to look like some superhero, you know, unnormal, unnatural looking person.
Right. And like even like in now today's age, I've seen this kind of fad going around and everything is like trying to copy what these celebrities eat for their their diets. Like I'm doing the Rock's diet because, oh, this is the way he looks and I want to look like him. And like realistically, if you look at these types of diets that they're eating, they're consuming so many calories and like it's an abundance of food and everything. And it's like, that's for them. That's for their specific needs and everything.
The Rock can still look like that and eat that 5 pounds of sushi once a week.
Right, right. That like, doesn't the mean, man works.
That doesn't mean that you can do that.
Right. So what I'll basically what I'm saying whenever it comes down to this is that you can't follow someone else's meal plan and what they eat because what they eat, what works for them, that's what's going to work for them. It's not necessarily going to work for you.
Yeah, people ask me all the time, hey, what do you eat? What do you eat?
Mm-hmm. What do you eat? I want to look like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, hey, well.
How many crunches do you do a day?
Right.
Because they see pictures of me online with abs.
Mm.
And it's like, that's not the way it works. I said, my crunches are done in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that. And if you notice, on the Fit Cook Life, at the Fit Cook Life on Instagram and at the Fit Cook Life on Facebook, I posted a thing the other day because I got 3 DMs and 2 comments on TikTok, but 3 DMs on Instagram of how do I get your abs? And so I was like, here we go. I'm just going to make a post about it. So I posted a picture of me with abs and said, hey, here's how Cam's trick to getting abs. And I went through it. So if you're interested in that, go over to at the Fit Cook Life and check out that post. But the next one is people focus on their calories. It's calories in versus calories out, bro. Okay. I understand that at the end of the day, it is about calories in versus calories out. That's how we lose weight, right? Mm-hmm. However, that's how we lose weight, not necessarily fat. I can sneak in a whole pizza, an entire large Domino's pizza, into my daily diet every day. Do you think I'm going to get the body that I want by doing that?
Mm-mm.
No.
You think you're going to feel very good either?
No. Okay, so it's not just about calories. Also about the amount of protein that you're getting in, the, you know, the amount of fat versus the amount of carbs that you're getting in, and people eat differently. Okay, and just like Ronnie was saying earlier, just because I don't know, and I don't know what she really eats, but just because J-Lo doesn't eat carbs doesn't mean that you shouldn't eat carbs.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just because an idol of yours that you look up to or an Instagram model or whoever doesn't eat certain foods or is vegan. Oh, that's the trick. I need to be vegan. No. That's not the case. You need to figure out what works for you.
Right.
So when it comes to calories in versus calories out, you'll see this all the time. I see it all the time on Instagram and stuff. All these guys are like, hey, do you want to get the body that you want and still be able to eat those Skittles that you love? And it's or the Snickers bar or whatever. And it's like, in moderation, maybe once every 2 weeks, you can have like that little Skittle crush some Skittles. But like, you can't add that into your daily diet think that you're going to get the body that you want.
What I have to say on this is that he said it very well, but it... calories in versus calories out. It is true, and that is ultimately what comes down to weight loss. But whenever people say that to me, I say yes, but, and there's always that but on the end, and then it's like a really long explanation.
Yeah.
So I've kind of learned how to dumb it down. Yes, but it depends on what you're putting in your body.
Yes.
It's because, like we're saying, food is fuel, and if you're filling it with trash, then the results are going to be trash. You might be under your calorie goal for the day or whatever, and you might see some weight come off at first but you're going to reach that point where you're not going to continue to see results because your body's not going to be able to recover. You're not fueling it properly. You're going to feel just down in the dumps. You're going to feel the way you do right now if you haven't already started to shift your ways, you know. And this may be that position where you are right now. You may be looking at your calories and tracking your food like we've talked about before, and that's great. But now it's time to make those smarter decisions and really break it down and figure out what you're putting into your body. Figuring out how much protein you're getting, how much water are you taking in, what do your carbs and fats look like, and what are those sources coming from? Are they from processed foods or are they from whole foods? Because that's going to make a huge difference as well.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next part that this is where I see my family trying to do these things all the time is certain members of my family, but is they try to do the math quickly in their head to solidify what they're about to eat. So like, take for instance, Thanksgiving, you know, I had a 2 years ago was spent Thanksgiving with an abundance of family and there was all this food everywhere. And I hear one of them go, "Oh, okay. So if I don't, you know, if I don't eat breakfast in the morning, and then if I go and I only eat this for lunch, you know, that afternoon I can eat that cheesecake and that, you know, those deviled eggs and the this and that." And they started trying to do quick math in their head to justify
poor decisions when it comes to eating food later. Yeah, yeah.
So they do that, or they're sitting there.
Classic thing on top of this is alcohol. People trying to fit alcohol in.
Yes.
If I don't eat lunch, then I can have a couple drinks later.
Michelob Ultra is only 60 calories, you know? And it's like, okay, but like, that means beneficial.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything out of it. I always call it, that's empty calories. Your body's not going to utilize it. It's going to store it. Okay? Alcohol, sugar, things like that. More than likely, your body's going to store it. You don't want your body to store, or it's going to burn through that sugar, but all those carbs and fats that you went along with it, you ate in that cheesecake, it's going to store all of it. So it's not, you got to be careful about what it is that you're putting in the body. You can't outrun those calories. You can't you can't justify it. There is no justifying it. If you want to get the body that you want, you got to be strict. Now, how long do you want to take to get there? Do you want to get there in 3 months? Do you want to get there in 5 months? Do you want to get there in a year? What? That's what you've got to figure out. And then you've got to put a plan in motion of, okay, if I'm getting married in 5 months from now, I can be strict for 5 months, look really good on my honeymoon, and then figure out certain lifestyle of balance. You know? That's a healthy way of doing it. Not, I'm going to get on this, I'm gonna bullcrap around for a couple months, kind of go in circles, and then, you know, not eating anything for a month and try to look skinny for my wedding day. Because that's what I see, and that's unhealthy. That's an unhealthy relationship with food, because now you've tried all these, you know, crappy diets that didn't work. You couldn't.
Or they did work, but you just didn't stick with it.
Right, right. That's why they don't work. It's because they're so strict in a short period of time, they're telling you to only eat soup or something, and, you know, or you're tired of heating up these microwaved meals that you get in the mail, and it's not sustainable.
Yeah.
What you got to do is figure out what works for you, what's sustainable, what's a healthy balance, and that's how you develop a healthy relationship with food to where later on down the road, you can implement alcohol, you can implement having that cheesecake every once in a while. You know, there's a balance there, and there's a healthiness to it.
Yeah.
And that's what Ronnie and I teach.
We're not saying that you have to cut these things out of your life entirely.
No.
We're saying that you need to be more strict when you are being on.
Yes. And if you're on right now, you need to be strict now.
Yes.
Like for me and my show, right? I couldn't have alcohol. I couldn't, you know, there was times that I went out to dinner and had you know, ice chips. You remember that?
Yeah,
I do. I'm literally eating ice out of a cup just to chomp on something. But I ate before I went.
you guys, and the reason that I'm talking like this and saying it in this manner is because I know that we talk all about weight loss and about fat loss and everything like that. But there's going to come a point where you're going to be happy with yourself, and then you're going to have different goals, and you're going to want to try to build some more muscle, or you're going to want to try to improve your endurance, or you're going to want to focus on different things. And then at that point, that's when you start to change it. That's why I'm saying that you don't need to be that strict for forever, you know? So, like, establish these healthy relationships with your food. Figure out those food triggers. Figure out everything that, like, really makes you break down whenever it comes to your nutrition. And then get strict about it. You know, hold yourself accountable. And if you don't, then it's just going to be a longer, prolonged road. And if you keep prolonging it, then you're just going to be in the same boat that you are right now. And if chances are, if you're in that boat where you're feeling down and you want to make different changes, like we've talked about in the past 5 or 6 different podcasts, then you don't want to feel like that anymore. So continue to push forward and start to get more strict with things.
Yeah, guys. And, at the end of the day, you need to figure out what works for you. You need to figure out how long it's going to take for you to get to that goal, how long you're going to give yourself to reach that goal, right? And then figure out how long it's going to take for you to get to it. Put the plan in place, stick with the plan, stick with the routine, figure out what works. Once you reach that goal, then start implementing and figuring out that balance. That's what we're trying to teach here, is that you shouldn't be on a fitness journey the rest of your life.
Mm, or at least not a weight loss journey.
Yeah. There's always a fitness journey, right? Mm. But not a weight loss journey. Mm-mm. And so you can get, they always talk about this. I've heard it in the military. I've heard it in entrepreneurship and everything like that. They say, embrace the suck, for success will be reaped later in life. Mm. And it's the same thing, as you embrace the suck now and you'll reward yourself later on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you stick to the plan and embrace, all right, the next few months is going to be rough, but I can do it for the next few months. Mm-hmm. That'd be fine. After that, boom, I've hit that goal. Now it's time to change the goal. Maybe you want to go further. You feel like you can stretch out a little bit longer. That's fine. Or you can say, all right, I'm happy with my body. Let's start implementing a healthier balance.
How do I maintain and be able to live the life that I want to live?
Yeah. You know, go out with friends and all that stuff.
And continue to stay healthy.
Yeah. And then you start to really understand your body more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the podcast today, guys. If you have something you want us to talk about or something you want Ronnie to touch on later on, you can email us info@thefitcooklife.com. Go check out Apothecary ATL. Go check out our website, thefitcooklife.com. If you're interested in personal training, online training, or just want a part of the fitness app, go to thefitcooklife.com. You can find all that under services. And until next time, anything you want to close with?
Next podcast, we're going to be taking a little different approach on this same topic of you can't outrun a bad diet, and we're going to talk about the training side.
Ooh.
We talked a little bit about the nutrition stuff. We're going to take a different perspective on it, get into the training side of things, because I see a lot of people trying to do a lot of hard work when they could really be doing some more simple things. So make sure you stay tuned to the next podcast episode, and we will see you later.